Ilhan Omar blames Minneapolis crime spike on dysfunctional police. By Jacob Bliss on October 27, 2021. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, the Defund the Police sympathizer from the so-called squad, said during a recent town hall that the Minnesota crime surge is due to the dysfunctional police department that has chosen to not fulfill their oath of office. What we must also recognize is that the reduction in policing currently in our city and the lawlessness that is happening is due to two things. The Democrat congresswoman said when she was caught on camera during a town hall on Saturday. 1. The police have chosen to not fulfill their oath of office and to provide the public safety they are owed to the citizens they serve. According to the Uniform Crime Report, violent crime in the city increased 17% in roughly the past year. Minneapolis Police Department has seen problems in their community since former officer Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd in May of last year. In addition, the National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, announced earlier in the year that overall, in 2020, 60 law enforcement officers were shot in 48 separate ambushes, and 12 died as a result of being ambushed. The Minneapolis Police Department is the most dysfunctional police department in our state and probably in our country, Omar added during her rant about the police department. And I do believe that the current charter that we have does tie the hands of those who want to have that accountability, Omar continued. We are mandated to have a specific amount of policing. We are mandated to have this kind of union contract that you have right now. Despite blaming the dysfunctional police department, the Minnesota congresswoman last year also called the Minneapolis Police Department rotten to the root, in addition to saying that defund the police is not a slogan but a policy demand. Her latest third-quarter FEC reports showed that the congresswoman spent more than $22,000 on private security from two firms, Aegis Logistics LLC and Lloyd Security Services. This means that her campaign pays for her private security. So, her donors are supporting private security while she calls for police to be defunded. Editor's note, this article was edited for formatting. No content was altered. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.